Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lindsay. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Lindsay. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hammock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Fred Hammock. And now, play ball. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Sewell reaches second base with a double. McInnes scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. O'Neill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walker out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Young steals third. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. One out. Charlie Eckert now pitching. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a line drive towards short. Galloway catches it and throws to third to double up Wood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Joe Evans. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Jameson. Wamsgans moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins fires to third and they've got Wamsgans trapped. The throw back to Perkins who tags Wamsgans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Charlie Eckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckert is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston strikes out. O'Neill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Johnston out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill is walked intentionally. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindsay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Neill can't make a play. That's a base hit. Perkins moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Perkins moves to third. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Perkins scores. Miller moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lindsay. Miller scores. Dykes moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Charlie Eckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Eckert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Walker trying to get to third. Speaker throws the ball into Gardner, who tags Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive towards first. Johnston catches it and steps on first to double up Sewell. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Miller moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lugisto pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Lugisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gisto for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Guy Morton now pitching. Charlie Eckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Eckert strikes out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway misplays the ball. That's an error on Galloway. Gardner moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Welch strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.